Today we'll begin our practice with a strong focus on posture. And there are many ways of doing posture. And Pema Chodron, in her book, Comfortable with Uncertainty, has a nice summary of posture. So I'll take some of it from her chapter 8, 6 points of posture. And so it's important to remember with meditation that posture is really important. That however we're sitting or standing or reclining affects the quality of the attention. And as this is a practice of training our attention in the present moment without judgment, with a kind and generous heart, we can appreciate how important posture can be for that. If we're slouched over, we may be resisting whatever's showing up in the present moment. If we're really leaning forward, we may be leaning into the moment, emotionally and cognitively as well as physically. So the posture is a great teacher of how the practice is going, and it sets up the practice. So as we sit here, let's begin by bringing attention to our seat, our bottoms, whether on cushion, bench, or chair, making sure that your seat is flat, that it is even, that it is balanced, and feel free to adjust. So we're not tilting to the right or the left, or the back or the front. And as you've heard me say many times before, we want the knees to be a little bit below the hips. So you can adjust for that, making sure with the next point, our legs, that the legs are comfortable. So in the chairs, our legs are soft and relaxed, with the knees a little below the hips. And down to the feet are flat at the floor. And of course, if you're in a bench, all of this kind of naturally unfolds. But if you're meditating on a cushion, you do have to pay attention to the legs, that they are soft and relaxed, that those knees are below the hips, and that the feet aren't clenched. And now the third point, let's notice the body, the torso. So hopefully with the seat flat and the legs properly positioned, and the feet too, that the torso is now going into a nice straight alignment. All the way down from the head to your seat, it is upright. There's a strong back and an open front. Checking if you're leaning forward or you're leaning back or from one side to the other. So we want to take this upright and dignified posture through the torso with the spine in a nice natural alignment, like a young tree. And I know we're not all young trees, but like a young tree, so that it's straight and yet like a young tree, it's supple, not stiff. So just noticing. So there may be a need for some letting go through the torso. And I always find it helpful to roll my shoulders a few times to help me with this. Rolling them up, back, and down. Bringing those shoulder blades against the back, nice and flat. And noticing how the chest can start to open as we do this. Up, back, and down. Little bit of a stretch across the front of the chest and then relax. So letting the chest be open and the spine nice and straight yet supple. And so having rolled our shoulders, noticing if there's tension or contraction down through the arms to the hands, and just letting go there. So this is our next point, the hands. Letting the arms and hands be soft. And I know lots of pictures and cartoons of meditation often show the palms upwards. And you can do this, but palms can also be nice and flat against the thighs. And this can give us a feeling of stability. Yet make sure that the hands are soft, not clenched. I kind of feel that when the hands are clenched, when they're grasping, the mind is also grasping. And you can notice if that happens for you. So it's not an absolute that the palms are flat on the thighs. They can be upwards. You can have one palm cradled into the other with the thumbs touching each other. There are lots of postures for the hands, just to make sure that the hands are soft and not grasping. So our fifth point is eyes. So we want our eyes to be soft and downwards. And they're still, they're not roaming around the room. The eyes can be open slightly, especially if you're sleepy, or they can be closed. This is a matter of preference, and it varies from tradition to tradition. When the mind wanders, we can notice that the eyes will move. And this can be also a nice way to help us with our practice. It's not a judgment. It's just, wandering mind, wandering eyes. So it becomes a nice way to help us come back to the present moment and relax. And the sixth point that Pema Chodron talks about is the mouth. And I'd say it's the mouth and the jaw. And often we go about unawares with our mouths and jaws slightly clenched. So you can notice this and just release a little bit. Releasing by possibly parting the lips a little. Letting the tongue lightly touch the back of the two front teeth or the palate. But don't stress it. And as I've often talked about before, we can relax the mouth by having a slight smile at the corners of the mouth as well as the corners of the eyes, but it's very, very slight. So each time you sit down to practice, you can run through these 6 points. And whenever the attention wanders, you can bring your attention back to your body and notice these 6 points of posture. So noticing the seat and down through the legs to the feet, then up through the torso, relaxing down from the shoulders to the hands, relaxing the eyes, the mouth. And so with this posture as a guide, bringing attention to an anchor of your choice. Perhaps it's the breath. Perhaps it's breath and body as a whole. Perhaps it's sounds. And as we go through this practice, whenever you hear the bells, let the bells be a gentle, gentle reminder to come back to here. As Thich Nhat Hanh says, to come back to your true home, this present moment. And so to reconnect with the 6 points of posture. And don't worry about remembering, 6 points, am I getting them all right in the right order? Don't worry about that. You have the general idea. And you might find it helpful to work from the feet up to the head, or from the head down to the feet. Whatever works for you. But just check your posture. Let that be a nice way to reconnect with the present moment. And reconnect with your anchor. Breath and body as a whole, or hearing.